وَإِنَّ مِنْهُمْ لَفَرِيقًا يَلْوُونَ أَلْسِنَتَهُم بِالْكِتَابِ لِتَحْسَبُوهُ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَمَا هُوَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ لِتَحْسَبُوهُ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَمَا هُوَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَيَقُولُونَ هُوَ مِنْ عِندِ اللَّهِ وَمَا هُوَ مِنْ عِندِ اللَّهِ وَيَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ.
There is a group of Jews who twist their tongues when reciting the Torah that was revealed by Allah, so that you think that they are reciting from the Torah, whereas it is not from the Torah. Instead, it is their lies and fabrications against Allah. They say, "What we recite has been revealed by Allah," whereas it was not revealed by Allah. They tell lies about Allah when they know they are lying against Allah and His messengers.
ما كان لبشر أن يؤتيه الله الكتاب والحكم والنبوة ثم يقول للناس كونوا عبادا لي من دون الله ولكن كونوا ربانيين بما كنتم تعلمون الكتاب وبما كنتم تدرسون.
It is not right for a man whom Allah gives a book revealed by him, together with knowledge and understanding, and selects him as a prophet, to say then to people, "Become servants of me instead of Allah." Rather, he should say to them, "Be righteous scholars acting on what you know. Because of your teaching the revealed book to people and because of your studying it, by memorizing and understanding it."
وَلَا يَأْمُرَكُمْ أَن تَتَّخِذُوا الْمَلَائِكَةَ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ أَرْبَابًا. أَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْكُفْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ أَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ.
It is also not right for such a man to instruct you to take the angels and the prophets as lords, to be worshipped besides Allah. Is it possible that he would instruct you to disbelieve after you have become devoted and have surrendered to him?
وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُم مِّن كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مصدق لما معكم لتؤمنن به ولتنصرنه قال أأقررتم وأخذتم على ذلكم إصري قالوا أقررنا قال فاشهدوا وأنا معكم من الشاهدين.
Remember, O Messenger, when Allah took an affirmed promise from the prophets, saying to them, "If I give you a revealed book, teach you wisdom and make you reach a high rank and status, and then my messenger comes to you, confirming the book and wisdom that you have," then you must accept what he brings and help him as his followers. Do you, O prophets, accept this and give me a firm commitment for that? They replied, "We accept that." Allah said, "Bear witness against yourselves and your communities, and I will also be a witness against you and them."
فَمَن تَوَلَّى بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ.
Whoever turns away after this promise witnessed by Allah and His messengers, they are the ones who leave the religion of Allah and His obedience.
أَفَغَيْرَ دِينِ اللَّهِ يَبْغُونَ وَلَهُ أَسْلَمَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ طَوْعًا وَكَرْهًا وَإِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُونَ.
Do these people who leave the religion of Allah and His obedience look for something other than the religion Allah has chosen for His worship when every creation in the heavens and earth surrenders to Him, whether willingly like the believers or unwillingly like the disbelievers? Then all of creation will return to Him on the day of resurrection to give an account for their actions. Beneficial points. The verses show the misguidance of those Jewish scholars and how they plotted in distorting the word of Allah. They also lied to people by making up things about Allah. Any person who claims to follow one of the religions of the prophets of Allah but does not have faith in Muhammad, peace be upon him, has broken his promise with Allah. The men of Allah, who combine practice with knowledge and teach people to do the same, are those who hold the highest rank in Allah's sight. The worst from the misguidance is to turn away from the religion of Allah, to whom all of creation, good and bad, surrender.
قُلْ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَالنَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ.
Say, O Messenger, that you have faith in Allah, doing as He instructs you, and that you have faith in the revelation that was given to you, and to Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, and Jacob, and in what was revealed to the prophets among Jacob's descendants, and in the scriptures and miracles that were given to Moses, Jesus, and all the prophets by their Lord. Also, say that you make no distinction between them, believing in all of them, and that you are bound to Allah alone, surrendering in devotion to Him.
وَمَن يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَن يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ.
Whoever seeks a path other than that which Allah has endorsed, the path of surrendering, Islam, it will not be accepted from them by Allah. They will be of those who have lost their souls by entering the fire of hell.
كيف يهدي الله قوما كفروا بعد إيمانهم وشهدوا أن الرسول حق وَجَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتُ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ.
How shall Allah grant faith in Him and in His messengers to a people who disbelieved after having faith in Allah and witnessing that what the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, brought was the truth? And after clear proofs of the truth of this have come to them, Allah does not grant faith in him to a people who are wrongdoers and who choose error instead of guidance.
أُولَئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ أَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ.
The reward of those wrongdoers who choose falsehood is the condemnation of Allah and the angels and the people all together, and they are excluded and removed from the mercy of Allah.
خالدين فيها لا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينظرون.
These disbelievers will live eternally in the fire of hell, never to leave. Their suffering will not be lightened, and they will not be given more time to repent and ask for forgiveness.
إلا الذين تابوا من بعد ذلك وأصلحوا فإن الله غفور رحيم.
This punishment is for everyone except those who repent to Allah, asking for forgiveness after their disbelief and disobedience, and correct what they have done. Truly, Allah is forgiving and compassionate to those who repent to Him.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ ثُمَّ ازْدَادُوا كُفْرًا لَنْ تُقْبَلَ تَوْبَتُهُمْ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الضَّالُّونَ.
Those who disbelieve after having faith and stick to this disbelief until they die, then repenting to Allah and asking for forgiveness at the time of death, will not have this accepted from them, as the time for acceptance would have expired. They are those who have lost their way from the straight path which leads to Allah.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا وَلَوْ افْتَدَى بِهِ. أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ.
Those who disbelieve and die while in disbelief will not be able to ransom themselves from receiving the punishment of Allah, even were they to try and ransom themselves with the weight of the entire earth in gold. They will have a painful punishment, and they will have no helpers on the Day of Judgment to remove them from their suffering. Beneficial points. Allah has made it obligatory to believe in all of the prophets Allah sent, and all the scriptures which He revealed to them, without making any distinction between them. Allah will not accept any way of life, whatever it may be, after He sent the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, except the path of Islam, surrendering in devotion to Allah, which He came with. Whoever stubbornly continues in their error, Allah will not give them success in repenting to Him and in finding guidance. The opportunity for repentance is open to everyone until the time of death, or when the sun will rise from where it sets. A person will only be saved from the suffering of the fire of hell on the Day of Judgment by the good they have done. No wealth, even if it were equal to the entire earth, can help them in any way.